At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Now we are talking about the Garden of Cosmic Speculation. Chairman, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. What and where is this?
This is a truly remarkable garden, a garden of its time that's was created over the last 30 years in Dumfries and Galloway, which is just over the border from England in Scotland, by a guy called Charles Jenks and his wife Maggie Keswick.
Now, how did they meet? Or were they both into gardens?
Both from very interesting families. Charles Jenks from Maryland from Baltimore in the US. Maggie from Scotland, but with great family connections in Hong Kong, Shanghai, part of the world.
I suspect there's a bit of money there then.
A huge amount of money in both cases. Actually, his family made the money from safety deposit boxes. A forefather invented them, so lots of money came with that. She was part of a colonial trading family. So still a very active company in Shanghai, which makes just billions in owns hotels such as Raffles and whatever. So lots of money, both designers, both intellects, both kind of architects, both landscape designers. She became an authority on Chinese gardens and indeed wrote one of the, at the time, very highly regarded book on Chinese gardens. So he was tutoring her. He was an expert on architecture and postmodernism, great author, really well regarded that way. He was her tutor and they got together that way.
Now, you have sent me some pictures of this and I've never seen anything like it.
It's absolutely extraordinary. I first came across this garden. It was the front cover of a book called Paradise Transformed, Private Gardens of the 21st Century by Gordon Cooper. And it is remarkable. It tells the story of the formation of the universe in garden form. It uses in ways, or parts of it, in ways, use the same materials that Capability Brown would have used 250, 300 years ago. So you're talking about sweeping lawns, you're talking about waters, you're talking about vistas, you're talking about trees, but in a completely different way.
This is sinuous.
Sinuous. The main part of it is sinuous. So the main part of it, or the part that people really identify, are some remarkable mounds and swirly lakes. And they're based, that particular part of the garden is based on Chinese, ancient Chinese garden design, but also this thing called a soliton wave, which is a type of wave that occurs in nature that keeps its form as it travels along in great philosophy. So it's quite a complex garden to understand. I've met Charles Jenks on a number of occasions. I've interviewed him a number of times, didn't really understand an awful lot of what he was saying to me. But the garden, just as a visual feast, is amazing. And then this great understanding of this great depth to it in terms of what it symbolises, about the black holes, about time, about DNA. Absolutely fascinating.
I mean, he has the double helix in
the double helix.
Part of the garden.
Yes, yeah, exactly. In the, I suppose, the wall garden very near the house are a number of sculptures of the double helix.
And he's the Black Hole Terrace.
Black Hole Terrace is a lot of the garden. Now, the sinuous waves are those mound forms, the snail waves, are incredible and beautiful and dynamic and almost like Teletubby Land. But the Black Hole Terrace is an area that the family could sit and have their dinner, whatever. Not particularly, I would say, attractive in a way. Graphic depiction of the whole universe been sucked into this black hole. Yeah. Very hard to understand it if you're not a scholar. Not attractive as we, well, I don't find it that attractive as we would know in terms of garden visiting or garden appreciation. But again, it's part of this exercise of a garden that is built on a philosophy and symbolism. And
is this
really
garden complete?
Not complete. Now, Charles died about 7 or 8 years ago. His daughter is still working on it. It's only opened one day a year as part of Scotland's garden scheme. Not open this year because of building work going on, so one imagines that it's not complete. One of their lasting legacy, Charles and Maggie. Maggie died maybe 5 or 6 years into the construction of the garden through cancer. And Charles and Maggie developed the Maggie's centres, which are cancer care centres, about 20 of which have been built. I think there's one in Belfast built recently to make people's what they go through just much easier, places to stay as you're
happening. And this all started with the digging of a hole in the bog for a swimming pool.
Yeah, so it was her family estate. And they lived there, and Maggie decided that it would be nice to have a area for the kids to swim in. So they started digging out, and as they were digging out the soil, they began to, he said, well, we should build mounds with that spoil that's coming out from that area. So we have an opportunity to change space. And what they created is just remarkable. So most of us get to visit it just through the photographs. There are documentaries available online, and it is quite remarkable. It's a garden, as I say, that's new, that could only have evolved in recent years as our understanding of black holes and the creation of the universe has evolved, and that it's really very, very different. A lot of people, I remember, when it initially came out, would have associated it with Teletubby Land, and you can see why, because it is mounds and landform. After this garden, Charles did go on to create other gardens, some of them in Scotland. There's Little Jupiter, which is amazing, or Northumbria, which was a kind of massive depiction of the female form in terms of mounds and spirals.
The problem would be garden maintenance, I suspect, this.
Mind you, it's fairly simple. It's not a garden for plants people, so it's not known for its amazing collection of plants. And there are machines now that will travel up these mounds, robotic machines, and will, you know,
keep it trimmed every day.
Once a week they cut those mounds, and they never feed the grass there because they don't want the grass to grow too fast. And it seems to be kept in order with these robotic lawnmowers, but definitely worth exploring if you want to broaden your mind.
Dermot Gavin, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.